fifth, and a sixth private or semi-private lesson that follows the same model. Now, a lot of what is making a lot of these steps work is, and again, a format with an adult woman for kickboxing. The pieces are different, but the idea is the same, right? But like we're doing homework cards, self-discipline cards, book club cards. What are some of the other pieces? Yeah, but that's right. But between each session, they're being given assignments, and the assignments are all to get started on the personal and character development steps. Again, the context is kids, market, families, right? So now, if they've got the homework card, that they're going to go work on their homework between now and next time, they're being given the assignment, and before they come in next time, they've got to have completed that and brought it with them. And frankly, they're more vigorous than I think I would suggest, but more vigorous at if you didn't do it, you know, let's go home and go do your homework, and then we'll do the lesson. So they're very vigorous on making sure they've actually done this stuff. Okay.
That's what should be a genius in what they finally figured out is they've created a system to force the staff to force the student to be accountable.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Force what?
They've implemented the system that forces the staff to make sure that the student is held accountable for accomplishing those things, like the DVD thing, right? None of the pieces in the sequence for you guys, none of the pieces in the sequence are anything new. None of them, right? But what it is they've sequenced it so that now the staff has to make sure the student actually did watch the DVD. And if they didn't watch it, they send them home to watch it to come back for the next lesson. So they're using like the lesson as the leverage to get force compliance on the steps.
You know, so they literally won't do the lesson if they didn't.
Right.
They literally come in and they say, okay, we have to review your homework assignment. It was a DVD.
To the point that I get a little queasy about standing that firm on it, but they do. All of the pieces, by the way, if it's not password protected, you're welcome to go look at mileheightblackbelt.com if you haven't. And all the pieces are up there online, so you.
I think except for the DVD video, and that's up on the member site anyway.
So no, it's on there too.
Is it on there too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on there.
Did I build that site?
But not the lessons themselves. They're not up there.
Well, the pieces that go with it.
The assignments.
Yeah.
The homework cards up there, and all that stuff is, it's not
buff. Are you also integrating sales elements, like you get to wear the leadership shirt today, or you get to do the weapon today, in addition to the...
Not much, no.
Would that
not
be
much.
Useful to consider doing?
It would. The thing I like especially is the kid gets the black belt, he wears the black belt in the class, he put his target date on there. But no, actually, they haven't been doing that stuff. Now, we've been doing that stuff periodically, but it's only when we do a blitz to go clean it up. And it was, again, going through those numbers, it was the irony of we were going through a big renewal blitz in November, December, but they hardly had anybody who weren't renewed because it was just the 13% that hadn't renewed. And, of course, a lot of them were like either, they were either going to move to India or they were planted so firmly, what are you going to do? So they didn't have any cleanup work to do. The reason I ended up in the whole renewablist thing is I could never get anybody to hit the kind of percentages I wanted them to hit. So then periodically we can go clean up a bunch of them and suck them in, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of considered January, February, March, April, May, we're going to do a bunch of enrollments. So May, June, we could do a renewablist to try to clean up everything that didn't get done. And back to school, we're going to do a bunch of enrollments, and therefore November, December, we could do a big renewal blitz to clean up everything that hadn't been done. If the numbers are working right, there's nothing to clean up.
Yeah, but which again, think about that. I mean, from like especially Mike's perspective and Carol's and community, think about that. It's a system to force the staff to do the thing that they should have done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You can't overestimate that. I mean, that has to be in place.
And to accommodate the fact that the ratios weren't nearly what I wanted them to be, so we had to go fix.
You have to create something.
We had to make another, a second run at them more aggressively. Yeah. then
if it's you on the floor, if it's Mike on the floor, or if it's, we're going to do it, but our people.
Well, so, it's Joe's quandary. Joe is now in the multi-school operator quandary, which means he's either got to be the renewal guy across two locations, or he's got to put organization-wide systems in place to clean up the stuff that doesn't happen periodically.
Are these the first six lessons, or are those lesson 3, 4, 5, and 6 in addition to their beginner classes?
You could turn back and forth.
In addition.
This is intro one.
Right, no, I get that.
That's the third lesson.
In addition.
That's their first group lesson. But they're not actually putting them in a group all the time.
Well, they're putting them in a private or semi-private extra 15, 20-minute lesson.
Extra.
Oh, so they are in the group.
So no, they go to the group class in addition to this as well.
Yeah, well, most of there's time set in the schedule for these that mostly wrap in front of or behind a beginner class.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they come in for their extra 15-minute quick start class that's private or semi-private. Okay. And then there's a beginner class after where there was a beginner class before. Okay. Now, everybody take note. There's two things.
Can I make a point, though, with what you just said?
Yeah.
And I think Sean picked up on it, too. It's 15 minutes before or after your beginner class, which exactly is what leadership is. So if they can't get their butt to that class, you already know that they're not qualified to upgrade.
Yeah, it works.
Interesting way to think about it, yeah.
That's interesting.
Let me again. Big picture. A huge percentage of whether they're going to renew or not is about rapport, right? It's about you developing a deeper relationship with them, them developing a deeper relationship with the school. Another reason why they're going to renew is they start doing stuff, right? And it's the same problem that it's the logic, and when we really relaunched this last year, Peak Performance. I went through and talked to at least 150, 200 people who have been members for years and haven't done any damn thing. They get stuff dumped on their desk and they, you know, look at it or don't look at it. I talked to a bunch of them who had like read every Mile High Maverick for 3 years and still hadn't done anything that I'd ever talked about in it. And so, you know, having somebody in a group class without looking over their shoulder one-on-one, oftentimes they just don't do anything, right? So it's the same thing. If you have a student and you have discipline cards and homework assignments and job lists and stuff, but you're not getting them started on doing the stuff and seeing that it's happening, is many times it just kind of goes in one ear out the other and the parents don't even acknowledge that there's a benefit. But if the kid goes home and they put the job list up on the refrigerator, and between week one and week two they did their job list, and the kid's never done that before in their life, how far along does that push you on the renewal cycle, right? So it's getting that implementation combined with one-on-one rapport with them as opposed to they just got thrown into a class. Does that make sense? And now the actual physical content of this class is not very special, right? They're a beginner. It's kind of like the first intro, second intro. And we have a lot of different styles in the room, so what specifically you're teaching them is you want it to be easy to master. You want them to have fun. You don't bring them in on the third lesson and have them do a jump reverse sidekick or, you know, have them do some kind of arm bar where they get, you know, choked out or whatever. You want it to make it easy stuff for them to do and to master, right? And again, you guys are mostly beyond this, but most martial artists make that mistake of having them do cool, hard, difficult things, and all of a sudden that they feel like they failed a couple times in the process. But you want to keep physically what they're doing real simple, but mostly it's about, okay, we're going to get started on our job list, and next time, can you bring the job list in completed, Joey? That's one of the requirements for our next class. And Mrs. Jones, here's the deal, and here's how it works. And you get the kid to go do it. And then now we're also going to work on our self-discipline card. So here's what that means, and can you go work on that and do that? And now it's kind of a different way of saying what you're saying, Robert, is if they're complying, you know they're going to cooperate with the system. And if they fail to comply once and they don't get the lesson and get told to go comply and they'll get the lesson, many times that fixes it because now they know that they need to comply and it wasn't just superfluous. But it's,
they start
it's,
to self-identify themselves as uncooperative pretty quickly. You know?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a 15-minute meeting, right? I mean, that worked like a charm. I mean, I mean, that's what.
Well, that's what you're doing with the ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works perfectly. Days, but it works perfectly. That's what people are looking for,
right?
Because they've got all this BS out there, right?
Yeah.
And then when you're walking them through, they're like, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, we're signing people now. I'm not even there.
Right.
Running through this 15-minute meeting this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do they know ahead of time, the parents, that it's going to be 8 sessions or whatever?
Yeah, during the enrollment process, you tell them, right?
So for 8 weeks, we're going to have this 15 minutes, whatever?
Yeah, and actually what the Sterling's doing is once a week for 4 weeks, okay?
Because
in addition to the regular beginning.
That's going to be a good thing if your 15 minutes are added on anyway. So if it's a 30-minute class,
right.
You're saying, well, you're actually going to do a 45-minute class, you're going to get eight lessons in a row. Then all of a sudden after that, if they don't decide to join, what do you mean? I'm only getting a 30-minute class? Well, we said you're going to get 45 minutes, but if the next step is leadership. So
right.
That's a nice transition.
Yeah.
I monetize it as part of the registration package. I actually say we're going to give you these three black belt experiences, we call them.
You let them wear the black belts in Malta? No.
I mean, during we have a cycle during the month, two months during the year that we do, but not during that prep period. It's not a good idea. We just don't.
I will say that when you have this stuff staff driven, and of course you're in a different situation, is there's a lot of stuff that you systematize to have it all happen like sledgehammer in mass as opposed to one on one, only because it's easier to get that stuff to happen, right? The reason I always did everybody gets a black belt in November is I could just go order 1,000 black belts and get it to happen then. But to get the guy to, you know, I tried to make it the system when you enrolled them, you put them in a black belt, took a picture, told them they got to wear it for the next four classes, blah, 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 blah. Couldn't get that to happen consistently, right? But order 1,000 black belts and everybody in November does it, and this is black belt month.
I've never had all five schools post the student of the month. The student of the month thing. Because one person makes them, we make them. You just send them to us, we'll make the poster, we'll put it up. We've never had all five up at the same time. Can't you get the student of the month?
It is useful when you start thinking about systems. Think about just like we talk about with classroom. If you can make it modular, a rotating curriculum, as opposed to try to have it be sequential and track with each person, you're better off. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, think about direct mail. What you'll hear Kennedy or Abraham, and they'll talk about sequential direct mail, and this one refers to this. Well, that all sounds good until you start implementing, and now you have people coming in at different times. You're trying to organize this stuff. And my solution is I'm gonna have, let's say, 5 pieces that are modular. So at the beginning of November, we're going to use this one. In the middle of November, we're going to use this one. At the beginning of December, we're going to use this one. And by the time you're done, everybody's gotten all of them. And it doesn't matter where they are in the cycle when they got them, right? And so there are some of this stuff, you know, and again, that's the best example I can think of, you know, piece number one, piece number two, piece number three, but then new leads are coming in all the time, and all of a sudden it's easy to do with email, hard to do it in physical terms. But if you can modularize everything, especially as you get to a bigger staff, it's things that they just keep things on track, right? So if the first week of the month can be a certain thing, and the second week of the month can be a certain thing, November is a certain thing, rather than trying to get them to track it in linear fashion, it works a lot better. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But, Mike, is this enough, or do you want to expand upon that?
Well, I think if we... The thing I would want to maybe expand on is maybe some of the, I mean, not the physical stuff, but some of the, maybe the assignments and that kind of thing. Some of the things that you're making them do.
Go to my, are you online?
I can't get online.
Did you hear the call? Because I thought the call was really good.
Yeah, with Jeff Smith.
Did you hear the call?
I couldn't hear that.
No?
I missed one like every 6 months. That was the one I missed.
That was, I'm happy we discussed with everything, but having heard the call, I mean, he was, I think, pretty good at, they've got this process, and they get this certificate, then they get this.
Was that online?
It's